a message. I called it, "And the Peace I Give." And I don't know why, but the Lord spoke to me to bring a message about peace to this church. And we're living in very turbulent times. And I, by the way, I have tons of scripture. I know that it's okay in this church to have tons of scripture. Some churches, it's not okay, believe it or not. We're in about 30 churches a year. And so I apologize that I don't have anything to put up on the screen, but I don't bring a canned word when I go somewhere. I don't believe in that. We pray, we fast, and we ask the Lord for a fresh word. That's what the prophetic is all about, to bring the church. But before I do that, I'd like all the musicians, if you're here, to quickly run up here. Not if you were just playing today, but there's two teams, I understand. If you're on both teams, I want you to run up here real quick. Sharon, would you mind get the anointer out? It's okay for me to prophesy over them. I'm not going to prophesy over them individually. I'm going to prophesy them over a group of what the Lord was showing me about this church and the musicians in this church. Is the other team here? Is there anybody else from the other team? Some are missing. That's okay. You know, when you bring in a prophetic, you always find out who's here and who's not here. I was in one church, just so you know. My wife is here to testify. The Lord gave me names of people, and I was calling them out, and they weren't there that day. And the pastor was red-faced, and I said, "That's okay." I said, "Guarantee they'll be here next time." Wow. My wife is going to anoint your hands, so if you would just put your hands out, I'm just going to pray for you. I'm not going to belabor this. I feel such a deep well of anointing and healing in this church. It goes so deep. And as we were driving, you know, my wife was driving out, and I'm going through the Word as we're coming, and the Lord just said to me that this is a healing center. This is going to be a word of faith and healing center. And as we were worshiping, I saw wheelchairs and crutches on your wall. And I'm looking at him like, "What is that?" And he goes, "Trophies of what is to come." I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you as musicians. That the Lord is telling me that a new sound is going to start to come out of this house. A sound of healing, a sound of faith that's going to set captives free. And as I was praying, the Lord said, "Tell them," and certainly everything is submitted unto your pastor. But I see not only a CD, but a DVD coming out of this house. Songs of healing, songs of anointing, songs of deliverance that are flowing. It's inside of each and every one of you. And those of you that aren't here today, God is stirring up a new thing in this house. And God, I felt the breath of God. I felt this breath. I said, "Lord, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm digging with my own hands the wells of this house. I'm digging the healing wells. I'm digging the wells of anointing." And the Lord started to speak to me about a fresh oil and a fresh salve. And she sings the song about the alabaster box. God is going to use the music. I'm not saying that it's all going to center that way. But God is going to cause the music to come out of this place. Why I'm saying a DVD, as I saw in the Spirit, people who were homebound, that were suffering with cancer and multiple sclerosis and such, were putting the DVD in their TV. And they were watching you play and sing. And healing began to take hold in their lives. These were not saved believers. These are not believers, is what I'm telling you. I'm sure it would go into the hands of believers. But God is showing me that there is going to be a great harvest that's going to come in from broken hearts, emotional problems, drug addictions, alcohol, spirit of infirmity on people, cancers falling out of people. I'm seeing even, I saw young children with Down syndrome being ministered to and hands being laid on them. Special, this house is called to like a specialty ministry. I almost see like a team of doctors and nurses on call to go and visit people when people are hurting. And you know, I will say this to you, that my faith goes this far, and I'm just going to speak it, to have faith to believe even for the dead being raised. I'm telling you, I feel it so deep in here. And we're just going to lay our hands on you, and we're just going to believe right now for a fresh touch of anointing upon your hands. And your God is going to give you, brother, songs in the night. You need to carry with you a notebook and keep it by your bedside. And God's going to wake you up at night, and He's going to give you words. He's going to give you words, honey. He's going to give you words of deliverance. He's going to give you words of healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Man, I'm telling you, I feel, yes, come on. I feel, you know, the ladder. I see the ladder, like the ladder of Jacob going up and down and carrying gifts. I saw, as you guys were playing, I saw you carrying gifts like waiters bringing out these beautifully wrapped gifts. And I said, Lord, what are those? He says, those are the gifts of the miraculous. That this house is going to carry the miraculous. And you're going to go up and down and up and down. And you're going to carry the miraculous on you. You know, and I believe, I know that it could be taken out of context, but Judah first, you know, they always praise, they always worship before they took great victories. And God is going to use this team to bring the powerful anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's going to be testimony. I see a book of testimonies of people who have been healed. Not just saying they're healed. Like my wife. Medical testimonies. Documented testimonies from labs and doctors saying she was completely healed and escaped death. Because God did it. Because we had a people that believed and prayed with us and believed in the miraculous. God is going to bring the miraculous. Sir, you're a big man in stature, but you got a teddy bear heart. And God is going to use you mightily to touch people. Stir up that gift that is deep within him right now, Lord God Jesus. Let the anointing be upon his hands, Lord God Jesus. Lord, sometimes people try to pigeonhole us and say that we're only allowed to do certain things, but this is a multi-talented young man. The spirit and the anointing of healing is upon him, Lord God Jesus. Lord, use him mightily, Lord God Jesus, to touch many. Lord God Jesus, touch this man. Anoint his hands, Lord. Let the word go deep in him, Lord God Jesus. Let his heart beat after you, Lord God Jesus. Lord, let words of and lyrics come to him, Lord God Jesus. Lord, even a certain drum beat come to him, Lord God Jesus, that he hears, Lord God Jesus. Lord God, that will set the cadence, Lord God Jesus, for what you're about to do in his life and the lives of many. Lord, this man is a man of integrity and character, Lord God Jesus. Lord, touch him right now, Lord God Jesus. Lord, I see him. Lord, man, I see you. I see you in malls, seeing people in wheelchairs and saying, can I pray for you? There is a boldness. There is man, there's like a Jeremiah spirit in you to just say, I will not be denied. I'm going to root out and pluck out what needs to be plucked out, but I am not going to be ashamed. I'm an ambassador of Christ. And I see you laying hands on people in public places. And I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, they are going to come to know the Lord in a powerful way. I'm telling you, you got an eagle sitting on your tie. And when I looked at you, the Lord says, this man's going to soar where eagles haven't even soared yet. You're going to need an oxygen mask to go to the heights that God is going to take you in. He's going to take you to places like you've never seen before. He's going to unlock chambers, doors, places where you're going to go. You're an intercessor at heart. And we, you know, the body of Christ needs more men intercessors. I love women. They hold up the church. But God is saying it's time for you to really start to intercede. And God is going to put men in your pathway where you're going to start to minister in music.
Amen.
to men, and it's going to seem really strange. But you're going to start to, there's a prophetic bent to you. And you're going to start to sing prophetically over their lives. Healing and strength and hope and faith. Because you're a great man of faith. You're another man of integrity. You're a man of character. And God is saying to you today, it's time. It's just, you've just tasted what is about to come, says the Lord your God. God is going to open up doors for you like never before. I'm telling you, when I saw you behind the drums, I said, "What?" I saw angels' wings, huge angels' wings, white, glorious angels' wings. And there was blood dripping on the wings, but none of the blood was dripping on you. And I said, "Lord, what are you showing me?" And he says, "Tell him that wherever he goes, he's going to carry my spirit of protection. And know this, says the Lord your God, that angels will always follow you, says the Lord your God. And the Lord is going to use you as a rescuer to go and rescue those that can't rescue themselves. And what the enemy will mean for evil in their lives, you're going to bring the torch. You're going to bring the light. And you're going to see there's a spirit of evangelism all over you. And you're going to speak the word. And you're going to, as you speak it, people are going to get saved. And know this, says the Lord your God, I'm even going to put you in the pathway of people of influence, says the Lord your God, in government, says the Lord your God, and doors are going to be open into their lives, and you're going to see the miraculous, says the Lord your God. And I'm telling you that there's people in your family that you know right now that need a touch from God, a healing touch from God. God is going to honor, and you know what? You need to hang with him a little bit more and grab some of the courage that he's got. Because when that courage gets inside of you, there's going to be no stopping you. It's a little seed right now, but it needs a little bit of water. And when that thing gets watered, there's going to be no stopping. People are going to duck behind bushes and trees when they see you walking down the street, because they're going to know that it's their destiny to come to know the Lord. Know this, says the Lord your God, that it has been in your heart for years. Because you're humble, and because you're a man that just takes the humble road all the time, and because God so loves you, he's going to send a special anointing upon your life this day, says the Lord your God. Know this, says the Lord, fire will come out of you, says the Lord your God. Fire like nobody has ever seen before, says the Lord. Not a fire of the past, but a new manna for today, says the Lord your God. A manna that's going to fall upon thee, says the Lord your God, that will lift up the Lord Jesus. It will lift up. All you want to do is lift up Jesus. All you want people to know is how great Jesus is, because Jesus did something special in your heart. God did something mighty in your life, says the Lord your God. And because of that, you have said that you will give everything that you have to the kingdom of God. Because your hands are upon the plow of this house, says the Lord your God, and because you seek no glory and you seek no honor and you seek that no man follow after thee, and because your humble heart, know this, says the Lord your God, as the words of the music come to you, says the Lord, as the words are penned, as the lyrics come to you, says the Lord your God, know this, that these words are going to touch thousands, and that the music of this house will go to nations, says the Lord your God. Nations, that the music and the DVDs will go around the world, says the Lord your God. It'll even make it to areas where the gospel isn't even preached, and it will touch people in a mighty way, says the Lord your God. And it will ignite a healing river, says the Lord your God. Lord, let the healing river flow out of this man's heart in song and in word and in lyric. Lord God Jesus, touch him right now. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for this precious saint. Lord God, for the spirit of healing is definitely upon her. Lord God Jesus. Lord, as she sits there and plays the piano, Lord God, and gives you worship, let her feel the fresh anointing. Let that alabaster box be opened, Lord God. Smear her, Lord God Jesus, with a fresh anointing, Lord God, to touch so many people, to touch children, Lord God Jesus, to touch children. I see music coming out of you that is for children, young children, and it's going to touch their hearts. I feel, Pastor Jay and Pam, I see a team of young children, like 7, 8, 9-year-olds, healing teams with young children laying their hearts are so pure. And as you teach them and as they learn the Word of God about how great and merciful our God is, that they're going to lay hands on adults. And with a childlike faith, they're going to pray over them. And they're going to see the goodness of God established in people's lives. And God is going to use you somehow in some way in helping to light that fire, even if it's just with the music. But I'm telling you, I see children all around you, and I see them worshiping and praising the Lord and learning what it really truly is to be a stone in the house of the Lord, to be part of that foundation. And it will be something that will stay in them forever. You're a seed planter, and God's going to cause you to plant many seeds in many young hearts, says the Lord your God. We anoint this woman, Lord God Jesus. This is a woman that has seen so much. And Lord God Jesus, she is a woman that says, I will not be denied. I will not be denied. I'm telling you, man, I would not want to be in your way when adversity comes. Because, man, you are a woman that takes the finger out like this and says, get out of my way, Satan. You are like a young David. You are one that knows, I have slain the bear, I have slain the lion, and you're a giant killer. And you're not afraid to hasten to your giants, and you're an encourager in the body of Christ. And though you may sing and be part of this project, your words of counsel, your words are from the heart, your words are from experience, but most of all, your words come from the love and the compassion of Christ. And because of that, many people are being touched and will continually to be touched in this area, says the Lord your God. And as you lay hands upon them and as you agree, because the Word of God says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And as you're agreeing with people for what they need in their lives, God is going to bless you mightily. God is going to take away the sadness, and God is going to take away the loneliness in your life. And He's going to fill it. He's going to fill it with, man, you're going to have a day timer for your day timer, because God's going to keep you so busy. Because you're loved in this house, and your words mean a lot, and your life is an example to many. So don't sit back and say, it's time to rest. We'll let the others do it. It's time to say, it's time to get going. My race is not done. It's just the beginning. And you're in it for a marathon, says the Lord your God. Come on now. God is going to touch. The wells are being dug deeper and deeper in this house, and you're all a part of it. It's a trickling down, a fresh anointing, and a fresh oil is falling in this house. Man, Pastor Jay, by faith, I see this place filled, not once, but twice on a Sunday morning. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. God bless you. God bless you. Believe for the miraculous. Okay, hallelujah. A world of turmoil and unrest is what we're living in, but I see it so differently as many other people. I see it as opportunity. I see it as a time where God and the church can really shine. But people are losing peace of mind. Everybody I talk to, oh man, can you believe what's going on? You know, oh my God. It seems that peace today, peace of mind is non-existent, even in believers' lives. And I'm like, what's going on? Financial insecurities, job insecurities, health insecurities, moral value insecurities. The very moral fabric of our country, and let's just face it, the world, this is just being torn apart at its seams. What was once permissible is no longer, was not permissible, is now permissible. I was flipping through the channels one day, and I see this cartoon, and I'm like, oh my God, this has a rating. And it was sexual in nature on network TV. It's not the same old Popeye and Olive with the spinach I used to watch. And it's on TV. Listen, I come from the generation that when Lucy and Desi were on TV, they had to sleep in separate beds because it wasn't permissible. And I Dream of Jeannie had to have her belly button covered up because it wasn't permissible. And Fonzie wore a tan jacket, not a leather jacket, because they didn't want to give the look of thugs or gangs. There, I dated myself. But we have a promise. We have a Savior. We have a Savior who paid the ultimate price for all of us. The battle is already won, but we got to wake up and we got to step into it. Yes, we have a promise from Jesus Christ Himself. And it goes like this. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Wow! You know, I love my word. I love the Word of God. I can't eat enough of it. Because when trouble comes, you've got to remember all these promises that Christ gave us, that His Father gave us. They are true and amen. It is impossible for Jesus Christ to lie. He gives us this gift. But who is given a gift and doesn't open it? A lot of people. A lot of Christians. We have to open this gift. It's a gift of peace of mind. It's a gift. We need to put on new garments of joy and of praise. Get rid of the sackcloth. You know, some people say that I'm so narrow-minded that I can see through a keyhole with both eyes opened. Great. I think that's a great thing that you could say about me. Someone said, you're brainwashed. Yes, I am. I am brainwashed for Christ. Come on. Come on. When we are weak, He is strong. You struggling with problems in life? Is the world coming down on you? Know this. The Bible says, when we're weak, He's strong. The Bible says, if we call upon His name, He'll answer us. But when we're going through something, it's like we forget all that stuff. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, out of the Message Bible. It says this, if we give up on Him, He does not give up on us. For there is no way He can be false to Himself. Psalm 29, verse 11, out of the NIV. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. These are scriptures, I call them refrigerator scriptures, because that's probably the most popular place we visit, at least that's what I do, okay, to get these scriptures in our heart, because we're living in traumatic times. But understand this, that if we don't lift up the standard of Christ, if we don't show people, you know, we go around, we profess we're Christians, but we go to work and we look like our mothers weaned us off a sour pickle, then what message are we sending to people? Oh, come on, don't shout me down. I need earplugs here. Listen, it's okay. You know, when you study Habakkuk, it's an incredible book to read. But what he's basically saying is, it's okay to understand and to recognize that we have problems, but, say but. But, we have to rely on the strength of the Lord. To know that His promises and His word are true and amen. We can't get caught up in the dust of the world, although we live in it. Listen, look at Colossians 3:15 says, I love this scripture out of the NIV. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Wow. Wow. You know, that word, that Christ will rule, that word rule is to control your thoughts and your emotions. Listen, we've got to learn to control our thoughts and emotions. How do we learn to do that? Through the Word of God. He tells us what we need to do during times of trouble. I'm just getting wound up. As believers, we need to bring the life and character of Christ in all situations so that others will be encouraged by us. That's what I'm here on earth for. I'm here not only to bring people to Christ, but we're all here to be examples. You know, you could beat people over the head with the Bible. But I had someone say to me, I watched how you lived. I watched how you handled situations. I watched how you raised your family. And guess what? I want what you got. I'm not perfect. I'm an imperfect vessel. I'm a crackpot. All right? I am. I'm a cracked pot. But God uses us. Because when we're weak, He is strong. And you know what else I believe in? Now, you might not believe in this, but I believe in everything. I don't go to a buffet when I read my word. Okay? And pick and choose what I want. But I believe in this. My God did not bring me out this far to take me back again. So therefore, I am going forward. I don't care what's happening in the world. Do I care? Yes, I do. But I'm not going to let it determine, it's not going to determine how I live and breathe and how I act in the kingdom of God every day. Come on, can I have an amen on that? How do we gain this? How do we do this? By drawing strength from the power and the might of His glory so that we will endure patiently. Oh, no one likes to hear that word, patiently. With joy and the peace of Christ will shine through us. People will see the joy. They will see the peace of Christ coming through you. But we've got to learn to be positive. We've got to learn to harness this peace. We've got to learn to believe that that peace is free. God gave us, just like our salvation, we have peace. In joy, in happiness. And by the way, we have one another. Well, I like the one, but not the other. No. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, again NIV. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Wow. We have to hold on to these words. Philippians 4, verse 7, NIV. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard, say guard, your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Wow. Wow, come on. Come on, I know it's tough out there. I know. But where does peace begin? Where does it begin? Can I just give you five things real quick? I will be done on time, believe it or not, and even have room to pray for a few more people. Come on. Come on, listen. The human man or woman can speak 150 words per minute. I have wind gusts up to 190, so believe me, we will get them done. Your pastor, he makes 250. He just puts me to shame. I sat there and I go, who is that man and what did you do with Pastor Jay? What a transformation. Oh, man, I'll tell you, we love you guys. It's been so long. It's been so long. Listen, I have to tell you that in July of 2009, my heart took me down, had an attack. Actually, I got to the hospital, but then I had an attack while I was in the hospital and had 3 stents. And this past August, my right artery shut down in 2 places and had another attack and was back in the hospital. And when you got 5 stents in you, and that's, by the way, your heart is control central. It's where all of your thoughts, you know, the Bible says that it's where the issues of the heart or our boundaries or extremities are. God has really caused me to take a real hard look at life. You look at it in a whole different way. Man, some of you have been there. But our God is merciful. You know, I told somebody, you know, they said, wow, you were within 5 minutes of death. I says, yes, and the Lord's kept me around to be a thorn in your side. And now I'm a bigger thorn. Where does peace begin? Number one, when we relinquish control over our lives and turn everything over to the Lord. Wow. We need to learn to let go of things. You can't let your past dictate your future, because it will. That's why the Bible says to put your past in the past. Leave your past. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Stay focused. Let the Lord guide your thoughts. Let the Lord guide your steps. When we do, you're going to find rest in Him. Now look at this. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. I told you I have a lot of scripture. Again, NIV. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Man. Listen, I want to give you as much scripture as I can squeeze in this time, because the Word of God needs to convince you, not me. Every day I go into work. I call it work. It's really not work. It's my ministry is just so much fun, just blessing people. But it has its challenges. And there's people that are just not happy with who we are and what we stand for. Because we have a grocery store that's open to the public. And people come in and they're in wheelchairs or they got cancer and stuff. And we stop and pray for people right in the grocery. Imagine if you were in a grocery store and you're third in line, and the dumb cashier and people in front of you are all praying over somebody, and you got to get somewhere. Not in our store. I mean, we're watching people join in with us. And see, we could do anything we want. We're privately owned. So I have a manger scene set up in there right now, and Christmas stuff, and Merry Christmas, and Jesus saves, and we have Palestinians come in. We have all walks of life come in. No one seems to be getting upset because the presence of Christ is there. That's peace, folks. It says that it goes beyond any understanding. Jesus' love just surpasses everything. John 16:33. Look at this, NIV. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In him. In this world you will have, the King James says tribulation, and the NIV says trouble. But, say but. I love buts. I mean buts in the Bible. I'm just clarify myself here. I like buts and suddenly in the Bible. Suddenly. But take heart! Exclamation point. I have overcome the world. That word, tribulation, thispisis, I'm not good at Greek, but you know what it means? Putting a lot of pressure on something that was already free and unfettered. You're free! When you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you got water dunked, the old man left and the new person came out, you were transformed. You were set free. And the world tries to come and put this pressure on something that's free, and that's what makes it pressure. That word denotes the pressing of olives or the pressing of grapes. That's how much pressure. That's what tribulation means. Look at some of the words associated with tribulation. Pressure, oppression, stress, anguish, anxiety, crushing, squeezing, distress. Familiar words? But God says, we have our peace. We have the peace. Is that guy really nuts? Is he really standing up there and saying he doesn't get stressed? No, my doctor said to me, the reason why you're having the problems is stress. So you know what he says to me? You got to learn how to manage it. So they're giving me all these books. I'm laying in the hospital, giving me all this stuff, and the Lord said, Excuse me. Know that black book that you own about 30 of that are highlighted? How about checking that out? Now when my staff comes into me and they say, Pastor, we got a problem? No, we have a challenge. What is it? Well, you're supposed to get nervous, Pastor. You're supposed to get upset and do what you always do. No. We're going to pray and let God do the rest. We're going to pray for wisdom. We're going to pray for knowledge, that God gives us the right words. I am not going to stress, and if you stress me, I'm going to fire you. That simple. Hey, when you're the boss. Number two. How do we get through this? When we have total, say total, total trust in Christ, perfect peace will be built in our lives. You know, we say we trust God. We come to church, we get at the altar, we say we trust God. We walk out the door, and the first challenge that comes our way, what happened? Where are you, God? What happened here? What's the matter for you? You don't hear my prayers? Come on. It's life. Life is going to come with trial. Man, I want to tell you something. At least we're not being stoned, boiled, or fried. The more we have of God in our lives, the less hurt we'll have, the less unforgiveness we'll have, the less discouragement we'll have, the less fear we'll have, the less, oh, fear. Oh, my God. The only place I find in the Bible about fear that it says to have a reverent fear of the Lord, which is what we're lacking a lot of today. I tell people, there will be a day the books will be opened. There will be a judgment day. And there will be a day that you have to give account for what you did and what you did not do. Another sermon for another time. Isaiah 26, verse 3, NIV, love this. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Now, the Message Bible says it a little better. I like the way they word things. It's not gospel. There's a lot of inaccuracies here and there, but let me read it to you out of the Message Bible. This is mind-blowing. People with their minds set on you, you keep completely whole and steady on their feet. Wow. So if we stay focused on God, what? This is so simple. Oh, my God, it doesn't take a thesis to understand this. If we stay focused on God, if we keep our minds on God, he'll keep us completely whole. He keeps us steady on our feet because they keep at it and don't quit. There's the qualifier. We quit as Christians. I remember playing as a child chutes and ladders. And I would always get my cousins always cheated. That's why I always ended up going down the chutes. I could never win that game. Okay? But, you know, we get right to the top where we almost win and we hit a chute and down we come. But a lot of us jump in the chute because we give up. Oh, where is God? We've been down this road before. We've tried this before. Could it be that you're right on the edge of a major breakthrough? We can't give up. We've got to stay focused on him, depend on God, and keep at it because the Lord God, in the Lord God, in Christ, in the Father, we have a sure thing. We do. We do. And as we learn to trust Christ more, he will show us ways of unpacking our heavy bags so that we can travel light. You know, I watch people walking around carrying their baggage from the past and from yesterday and from this morning. God doesn't want you. You know what? God doesn't want you to have to check any bags. He wants you traveling light. Which when we travel light and we get rid of our baggage, then we have peace. Which then results in happiness and joy and better relationships and more fulfillment than you ever thought possible. God will make a way. Now listen to this. This is a quote from a good friend of mine. God will make a way for us to the extent that we make a way for him. It's Dr. Henry Cloud from Cloud and Townsend Ministries. Number three, be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Look at your neighbor and say, you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Everything, say everything, we need comes through his divine power. Everything. There is not one thing I need or one thing that I don't have that hasn't come from God through the divine power of the Holy Spirit. We go in some churches today and they say, you can't talk in tongues. You can talk in tongues in the prayer room. You can talk in tongues in other places. But don't talk in tongues because you'll scare the visitors. I want to go to the back of their church and just as people are walking in go, boo! Because, man, that's a challenge to me when someone says that to me. We were drawn by the Holy Spirit. I remember we were going to church for the first time, and it was in October, right? Yeah, but they had the windows open, you know, because it was an old schoolhouse, and we hear, it was like this hum coming out of the building. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and it was like we were on autopilot. We just kept walking. We just walked right in, and everybody's on their knees, and they're buried in their chairs, and they're. I'm like, wow, okay. I want to be part of this place. I don't know what that is, but I feel good around it. Romans 8:26, NIV. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Those weaknesses mean unsettled times, unsettled things in us. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groans and words that words cannot express. Oh, man, I'm telling you, there are some days I go in, I don't know what to pray for. And I just start to say, ah, shande la 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 ba 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 ba. And I just start to pray in tongues. And man, what a powerful day. And though contrary winds might blow against me that day, I am confident of this very thing. If God be for me, who can be against me? Come on. We got to believe that. I'm going to go to work. I don't know if I'm going to lose my job. God's got a better job for you. I went in one day. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to lose my job. This is about 15 years. Oh, I'll lose my job. I found out my boss lost the job. I was happier than a clam. We didn't get along. And then I got his job. God pays off with benefits and interest. I'm glad you can be happy. Psalm 29:11. The Lord, who?
Lord.
Gives strength to his people. Psalm 73:26. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. See, we got to know these scriptures. You got to write them out. Put them on your mirror. Put them on your scripture. Put them in your car. Because when the world comes at you, you got to profess the word of God. Oh, man. Number four. You okay? God's word brings strength and power. The more word of God we put into our heart, the greater the peace we will have in our heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, NIV. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong. I like how it says finally. You know, so when you're all done kicking the dogs and trying to drown the cat and yell at the wife or yell at the husband and yell at the kids, finally, you know, when you finally get to that point when, you know, sometimes in order to find God's voice, we got to get to the end of ourselves. Been there, done that. Finally, be strong. Okay, you can complain. I don't like what they're doing with the economy. I don't like what's happening here, blah, blah, blah. Get it all out. And then get to the point that you can say, be strong and of good courage. I don't let anybody intimidate me anymore. I don't know, maybe after I hit 55, I changed, I don't know, but I'll tell you this, you're not going to get me to compromise on anything. If it doesn't line up with what's in this book, sorry. Our confession of faith for today's times and always should be what I found in Daniel 11, which, Daniel 11, verse 32, New King James. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Can I give you some did you knows? Did you know you are stronger than your city? Deuteronomy 2, verse 36. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all to us. When we first started Compassion Coalition, I got called to a meeting. And they said, what are you going to do? There's 60 social service agencies sitting around the table. What are you going to do, Rev? I said, we're going to feed the people. Yeah, with what? Oh, we got a building. Yeah, but do you have food? Do you have grants? No. Where are you going to get it from? And I looked at all these 60 people looking at me. I said, God. And here, and they're like, okay. Well, that's nice, Rev. Have a good day. 4 years ago, I faced the same people, half of who were getting food and supplies from us. And they asked me, you know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? They asked me the same stupid question. Where are you getting all this product from? Now, I sat there, Pastor Jay, and I thought, well, I can give him a great explanation. But I said, I told you, God. No snickers, no laughter, clapping. Come on now, yeah, you can clap about that. We are stronger than our city. God is on your side. But you got to have peace because, you know, my wife always used to tell me, I used to be afraid of dogs until we had dogs, okay? And she would say, honey, they can sense it in you. Just like cats. I can't be around cats because I look like Rocky Raccoon. My eyes swell up and everything. I can walk in a room with 100 people, the cats come and sit on my lap. People can sense in you when you don't have peace, when you don't have confidence. Did you know you are stronger than poverty? Deuteronomy 8:18 says this, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to make great wealth or to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. He gives it. I don't care if my computer goes, that there's no money left in the checkbook. Well, it isn't God's signature on my checks, it's mine. My own foolishness that gets me into trouble. But he gives me the power to make great wealth. I tell a lot of Christians today, they need plastic surgery. Cut up your credit cards. That's your plastic surgery. Compassion Coalition, debt free. We don't owe a dime to nobody. And we operate on 1.5% of a government grant. We're self-sufficient. Who did that? God. How did he do it? We followed his instruction manual. Galatians 3:29, NIV. If you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Not errors. Heirs. What was Abraham promised? Everything. I want it all. I want everything that God's got for me. And I will not be denied. I don't care what the economy looks like. God's economy is upside down. When the economy started to fall apart, a good pastor friend of mine called me up and said, Charlie, here's what I want you to do. Blah, 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 blah. And I go, well, I'll pray about it. So we did blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to do blah, 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 blah. Thank God I did blah, 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 blah. God sent someone with wisdom. God has the ability for us to make great wealth. Oh, he's a prosperity preacher. No, I'm not. Well, I'm going to tell you this. When we started Compassion Coalition in the year 2000, we had $60,000 a year is what we were doing. Our CPA just gave me our stuff yesterday, $1.8 million. That's God. And we can't outgive God. The more we feed and the more we serve people, the more he keeps giving us. I challenge you to try it in your tithe. You can give me my 20 for that after, Pastor. Did you know that you're stronger than demonic powers or circumstances? Psalm 18:17. He delivered me from a strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Yes, I have been delivered. I've had people come after me, from the mayor, from a congressman to a senator. I have had people coming after me, but God has delivered me. He went before me. He made a way where there seemed to be no way. Why? Because he's the God of the impossible. Through our God, who strengthens me, all things are possible. Come on. You rubbed off on me. You need to know that. Someone said to me a couple years ago, wow, you're like Pastor Jay. I said, well, I take that as a compliment. Because my faith was small. I'm here to admit to you, my faith was small. I've learned and I've repented. Psalm 18, 39 and 40, look at this. You, say you, armed me with strength for battle. You, say you, made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs and fight, and I destroyed my foes. It's not me. Someone said to me, I was just interviewed at the newspaper, and they said, what do you do this for? I said, to God be the glory. No, seriously, what do you do this for? I know I'm hard of hearing. Would you like a hearing aid? I just said to you. I remember when Walmart cut us off because someone called and complained and said, and so we lost 4 tractor trailer loads of product a week from a major place. And I was reading Nehemiah. And Nehemiah says that they were threatening to cut off all his supplies and everything. And he said, I prayed a prayer of blessing. And when he prayed a prayer of blessing, the supplies were released from the very people that were cutting him off. So we prayed, Lord. Well, first I prayed, go get him. Send the fire down on him. One angel. That's all I'm asking. One angel. You got a whole bunch of them. Just one. So I got through all that. Then I said, let's bless him. Lord, I pray you bless Walmart. Next day, Lord, I pray you bless Walmart. Lord, I pray you bless Walmart. And we were down in Norfolk, Virginia, visiting our daughter, and I get a call, and they said, Reverend, we're going to give you back your loads. And from this day, 2 years later, faithfully like clockwork, we've got to let God do his part. Did you know we're stronger than infirmity? Luke 9, verses 1 through 12. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. His healing mercies are still alive today. It's in each and every one of you. You have the ability to cast out demons. You have the ability to lay hands upon the sick and believe for them to recover. You have the Holy Spirit in you. That's power. The Energizer Bunny can't stand up to you. Isaiah 33:24. I love this. No one living in Zion will say, I am ill. The sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven. Acts 19:11-12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. This is where the handkerchiefs and the apron. We're being used, folks. We can be used. But we've got to believe. That's where our peace comes from. Get active. Don't sit home with the clicker. Get active. Get involved. I don't know if you're doing feeding programs here, whatever you're doing. Get involved in the church. Get involved in the kingdom of God. An idle mind will put you in idle. And you will stay there. And that's where the enemy wants you. Oh, and then you start watching all the news shows. Someone said to me, I can't watch the news anymore. It's depressing me. I said, then turn it off. Wow, it doesn't take a prophet to know that, right? Turn it off. Wow. Do you know we are stronger than we think? Nehemiah 6:9. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work. Come on, I'm talking to you about peace. This is the world. They're trying to weaken your hands. And it will not be completed. Come on, how many have been there? I've been there. Oh my God, this looks so bad. Here's the key words. But I prayed. Now strengthen my hands. 2 Chronicles 15:7. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Isaiah 41:10. Listen to this. So do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness. Right hand, righteous right hand. Isaiah 66:9. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Absolutely not. Hold on. I didn't mean to say absolutely not. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring delivery, says your God? Absolutely not. He does not close it up. He brings the delivery. You have got to believe that our God delivers. Our God is the God of promise. Our God is the God of peace. He wants you to have peace. And if you don't have peace, you can't move forward. The last did you know, and I'm going to close up shop, did you know that God's peace needs to rule in our hearts? John 14, 27 through 29. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so when it does happen, you will believe. And I'll close with this scripture. Colossians 3, 16 through 17, NIV. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. You know what that's speaking to me? You see someone else struggling, not having peace in their life? Go to them. Encourage them. Sing with them. If you see someone heavy-hearted during a worship service, go put your arms around them. Hug them. Believe. Encourage them. I'm standing in this church and I just feel the horsepower. Man, something's happened here. This is awesome. All the time I'm preaching, I'm seeing a river just flowing down the center aisle. And all the time we've been here, the water's getting deeper and deeper. And your pastor, we haven't talked. Other than to touch base about today. But you two need to get ready because the explosion's about to happen. But you've got to settle it in your minds. The world is going to be the world. We can change it. But you can't let the world overtake you. You got to believe the promises from the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Would you just bow your heads with me? Lord, I thank you for this awesome congregation. I thank you for these people. If you're here today, just keep your heads bowed. If you're here today and you're struggling with peace and you're struggling with what's happening around you, and it just seems like everything's falling apart and you just can't seem to get traction, let the words of God that were spoken here today, right from the Holy Scriptures, minister to your hearts. If you're struggling, go to someone. Go to a leader. Go to your pastor. Go. Get help. Don't stay where you're at. That's not what God has for you. We serve a king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We're his kids. He wants the best for us. Lord, I pray for these hearts. I pray peace comes to them right now. Lord, that this house will be known as a house of peace, a house of healing, a house of wisdom, a house of knowledge, a house of relationship. Lord, touch these people. Bless their hearts. Let them feel a renewed strength that they may soar where eagles soar. In your precious name.